NASA's Perseverance Mars rover left Earth last July, and since then it has traveled space for about 7 months until finally landing on Mars last week. The rover is said to be the most advanced rover ever sent to the Red Planet and is expected to bring some surface samples of Mars to Earth for further study in the possibility of any ancient life that had existed. Earlier this week, NASA released a video of the landing and a sound recording from Mars, which is the first kind of such a recording from another planet. So to find out about these exciting developments in much more detail, we are pleased and honored to be joined by Nagin Cox, Deputy Team Chief of Mars 2020 Perseverance Rover Engineering Team at NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us, ma'am. Really a pleasure to have you here. Very exciting. We've all been excited to see the viral video, so to speak, of the video and the first HD definition type of video, as well as sound from a different planet. In your view, aside from all the excitement, obviously, and the historic nature of this, what can we learn from this video?
Yeah, such a good question, and thank you for having me. As you said, I'm Nagin Cox. So I'm an engineer on the rover team, and we are just incredibly stoked about the landing and the videos and images that we've had a chance to return from the spacecraft. And as you said, this video, specifically the landing video, is amazing because we have never had kind of the ability to see what happened through after, you know, through these videos that were returned. So it really feels like we were literally riding along, and you know, and I was in the control room when these came down, and they were jaw-dropping. Just jaw-dropping to have this kind of imagery and videos of what happened during that kind of nail-biting and, you know, descent to the surface that takes 7 minutes. So not only is it you know, kind of a visceral response from the team that lived it, but also it's very helpful from a technical perspective for us to be able to reconstruct what happened by having this documentation after the fact of what actually happened while we were landing on Mars.
And this mission is for the next 2 years, where we've been hearing reports that Perseverance will be searching for ancient life. Could you explain what all of this means and what we are hoping to find from this two-year mission?
Yeah, absolutely. So these rover missions, the United States has been lucky enough to land five rover missions on Mars, and I've actually worked on four of those. Mm. But each rover kind of builds on the one before it. And so, you know, in 1997 was the first time we landed, where we were just trying to figure out how do you land a rover on Mars and how do you command it and talk with it, etc. 2004, we sent two rovers that were successful in discovering there was once liquid water on Mars in the past, that there used to be water on Mars. And the 2012 rover, Curiosity, that is still actively exploring Mars, and I actually work on that mission as well, that rover determined that the water on Mars was there long enough to have created an environment for life. And we're talking about like 3.5 billion years ago. So this rover's job is to say, well, okay, if there was water, and there was water there long enough to have created a habitable environment, then we're ready to start actually looking for signs of ancient microbial life on Mars. And we'll do that by taking samples of the Martian soil and analyzing it there on Mars, but more importantly, taking those samples and sealing those tubes with the intent of returning those samples to the Earth about 10 years from now, so that we can use all of the instrumentation, all of the nations, all of the laboratories around the world to really look at these samples, because you know, trying to determine if there was or wasn't life is a very tall order, and there has to be a lot of evidence if we do think there was once microbial life on Mars. And so we need to bring back those samples to the Earth to really have them analyzed, the same way we learned so much more about the moon once we were able to return moon rocks back to the Earth.
Right. And so for lay people like ourselves, and you've previously mentioned how you're working on Mars time. So for me as a lay person, I automatically think of reading The Martian or watching the movie with Matt Damon and, you know, the journal entries being Sol 42 or Sol 475. What do you mean by Mars time?
So Mars time, and actually right now on Mars, it is Sol 7 at 2 p.m. Mars local solar time. So why does Mars have a different time system than us? Well, first of all, the Martian day is longer than the Earth day. Our planet rotates in 24 hours, and that is the length of our day. The Mars rotates in approximately 24 hours and 40 minutes. So the Martian day is 40 minutes longer, approximately, than the Earth day. And so what that translates into, and we call a Martian day a sol. And what that translates into is we on Earth, the mission control team, we work during the Martian night. So while Percy is sleeping, we figure out what we want to ask her to do the next day on Mars, the next Sol on Mars. And thus, that means that we have to go into work basically at the same time every day on Mars. So we want to go into work at 5:30 p.m. on Mars every day. But because the Martian day is longer, it means that we shift our times to basically go into work here on the Earth approximately 40 minutes later every day.
So when
we're working remotely from the Earth, but we're projecting ourselves as if we were there on Mars.
And we always appreciate scientists who are able to articulate and eloquently kind of explain these what could be complicated topics in a way that could be digestible for people like myself. I'm sure part of all of this also is the fact that you get these incessant and repeated questions that maybe you're tired of answering. But because of all the hype that has been making the rounds with Elon Musk and this desire to eventually colonize Mars or go there one day, how feasible is all of that? I know, again, it's something you've been asked many, many times. But is this something that really is feasible in our lifetime where we will actually see manned exploration of Mars?
I think we will most definitely see a human mission to Mars, human exploration, and it's likely to be inside of the next 20 years. I mean, hopefully there are young men and women listening to this broadcast that will be part of the astronaut crew that goes to Mars. But it is still a few years away, a decade away, 20 years away. And part of that is because of the preparation that we need to do in order to send people. SpaceX is doing a great job of developing rockets along with other agencies to try to get us to Mars. But we also will need spacesuits. We'll need the ability to live off the land. And so one of the things that we're really happy about with Percy is that she continues the tradition of carrying, not just having science objectives, but also carrying instruments and that will help us move forward in human exploration. So, for example, Percy carries an instrument called MOXIE, and you reference the movie The Martian, and in that movie there's something called the oxygen generator. Mm-hmm. Well, we're actually sending a prototype of the oxygen generator to Mars called MOXIE, where it will take apart the Martian atmosphere, carbon dioxide atmosphere, and try to pull it apart into carbon monoxide and oxygen. So we are actually learning how to make oxygen on Mars for these future missions, for using in rocket fuel, and for scientists and engineers to breathe. And one other example of that is that we also are carrying very small pieces of spacesuit material with us to Mars so that as we try to develop the right spacesuits for the astronauts that are going to go to Mars, we actually get some data back and say, how did this material weather being on Mars for 2 years and hopefully longer? So we are trying to move forward in the things that we need to do for astronauts to be able to live on Mars, even through these robotic missions.
Well, really exciting stuff, and certainly congratulations on the success so far of Perseverance. And thank you very much for spending the time out of your busy schedule to talk about this with our audience here in Korea. Best of luck to you, Nagin Cox.
Thank you so much. Please follow along with us at NASA.gov.
Thank you. We will.